Now, will you notice, we move on. Verse 3 now of chapter 1 of Hosea. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, who conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel. For yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and I will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. Now, we can see readily not only the marriage, but the children are going to present here a real spiritual lesson for the nation Israel. Jezreel is the name of the son, and it means God will scatter, and God will avenge the blood of Jezreel. Now, Jezreel is the name of a city. I've been through the ruins of it. And it's the name of a famous plain. I've been through that. I'm sure that many of you have. We call it Armageddon, actually. Esdraelon, the Valley of Esdraelon. And it has a long, bloody history in the past and still has and will have in the future. Now, this is a son. God is going to scatter the northern kingdom. And you remember Isaiah's children had a spiritual message for the nation. Now I read verse 6. And she conceived again and bore a daughter, and God said unto him, call her name Lo-Ruhamah. Now, what does Lo-Ruhamah mean? And by the way, if you have a whole lot of daughters in your family and you've run out of names, I've got several suggestions to make to you, and here's one of them, Lo-Ruhamah. I don't know whether you'd want to use it or not, because it means unpitied. And this has a tremendous message. Listen to it. Call her name Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. There's always been the question of whether it's possible for a person to step over a line and the grace of God not be able to reach them. And there are those that believe that you could never step over that line. And then there are those that believe that you can step over the line. Well, may I give you my viewpoint of it, and you can take my judgment for what it's worth. But I think the meaning is actually somewhere between. And this is what I mean, and I'm not trying to run with the hare and with the hounds both in this. But I do not believe you can ever get to a place where the grace of God couldn't reach down and touch you. They just don't get that low, that the grace of God can't go down and get you. But wait just a minute. You can keep on sinning in the face of the grace and mercy of God and keep turning it down and keep turning away from God as these people were doing. And there comes a day when you've stepped over a boundary, and it doesn't mean the grace of God can't reach you, but it does mean that there'll be nothing in you that the grace of God can lay hold of. Now, I think I've used this illustration recently about when I first came to Pasadena as pastor in a church here. That's been many years ago, back in about 1940. And shortly after I came here, a wife wanted me to go see her sick husband. He was at home and dying there. I went to see him, and I presented the gospel to him. She wanted me to, and he was a very polite man. He listened to me. He said, Dr. McGee, you know, I would say yes. I will accept Christ as my Savior. In fact, I'm going to do it. But he said, I want to tell you this. I have played and trifled with God all my life. I have been down to an altar 25 times. I have promised Him, and then I've turned from Him. And I've never been sincere. And I'll be honest with you. I can't tell you right now, when I tell you I'll accept Christ, whether I'm sincere or not. And all I could do at the funeral when I looked down at him could say under my breath, oh God, I hope he was sincere. I hope he really meant it. I hope the grace of God reached down and touched him. But you can trifle with God. This nation did, and the day came, God says, I'll no longer have mercy on you. And that day came. It was a tremendous day, by the way.